Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the Uralo Monthly Call on Tuesday, the 28th of October, 2014 at 1900 UTC. On the call today, we have Wolf Ludwig, Olivia Crepin-LeBlanc, Pedro Vega, Narnine Kachaterian, Christopher Brunch, Alan Greenberg, Dick Kalkman, Jordi Ibagiri, and Jimmy Schultz. We have apologies from Sandra Hoffreder, Greta Jeske, Roberto Catano, William Drake, Jean-Jacques Supernat, Sebastian Bachelot, Oksana Prihodiko, and Christopher Wilkinson is also on the call. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Ariel Liang, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Wolf.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Then let me suggest to continue with the next agenda item, what is the review of the action items from last meeting. You can see the link on the agenda. Are there any questions? Are there any comments? Then let's continue with the next agenda item, what is agenda item 3, what is the usual briefing on current ELEC consultations and initiatives, what is Olivier's point as usual, and Olivier, you have the floor. Please go ahead. Can you hear us? Olivier may be muted.
And this is Terry. I believe we may have just lost Olivier. We'll go ahead and try to get him back.
Okay, so try to get Olivier back on the call. I have to apologize. I'm not in the best of my shapes. I'm still... I'm still sick, and I should...
Okay, just hold on one second, Rick.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. I'm sorry about this. I'm not ready for this part yet, because I need to turn my iPad on. But if you come back to me later on in the call, I can do it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Just a second.
Okay. So as we see, this is a monthly call, quite unusual, with plenty of surprises. Me not having access to the Adobe Connect, what is usually one of the most important, of my most important tools to chair such a meeting. And besides my health constraints and Olivier traveling, and also having problems getting access to his tools. So I think we have to just get the note from Sylvia that the at large policy development page for your information is posted in the Adobe Connect room. I think most of you or all of you who are in the Adobe Connect can have a short overview already on what is presently on the table, which is under the recently adopted ELEC statements, the enhancing ICANN accountability to zero. The next point, board working group report on nominating committee, introduction of two character domain names for .yet, .global, .newstar, .kiwi, .berlin, and the public interest commitment. As most of you have been at the last ICANN meeting in LA, and I think except Christoph Bruch, who hasn't been with us, all of the rest at this call, I think, have been to Los Angeles, if I'm not wrong. And as far as I can recall from the roll call, the participants of tonight's call. So let me suggest to wait for another moment until Olivier is back and do we have any feedback from Olivier? Because the lines sounds quite silent. As this is obviously still taking some more time, I will make a quick change in the agenda. I pick out the agenda item 4, the juridic planning process for Sofia, June 2015. We have had a short briefing on the juridic planning process at our September call already, when we were informing about our first planning meeting end of August in Sofia, where we met with a host team in Sofia and discussed the first milestones for the next organizing process. And as usual, the next juridic period always starts with a call for proposals. The call for proposals was launched end of October, what was last week, and is open now until end of December. And in January we will do a compilation of the proposals received and do a presentation of these proposals for the next planning meeting end of January in Sofia again. And at this open planning meeting, which besides the core and host team comprises the local communities and some other interested people who may come to Sofia, there we will discuss the first program outlines. We will discuss and decide on an overarching theme for Eurodic 2015. And after this planning meeting, the whole programming process will continue until April, when the final program needs to be decided. So this is a actual state of planning for Sofia in June 2015, call for proposals, the next steps, And we, as usual, would like to invite all interested people to participate in this call for proposals, because it's the basis for the agenda setting for next year. Do you have any questions for this agenda item for Eurodic? Do you have any comments? I hear no voice, and I see no question on Skype. So I think I can consider this agenda item 4, Eurodic planning process, as done. And as Olivier doesn't seem to be back for his briefing on current ELEC consultation, agenda item 3, I will try to continue with point 5, which is feedback from ICANN 51, October in Los Angeles, and besides me, I think there have been Olivier, of course, and Jimmy in LA, and I would like to ask Jimmy, as a new incoming ELEC member, for a short summary and feedback from his personal point of view on the ICANN meeting, and he was already part of the leadership training the days before.
Okay, Rolf. Can you hear me all?
Yes, we can hear you.
Thanks, that's fantastic, because last time I turned on my mic, the audio went down. Okay, thank you very much, Rolf, for the introduction, though. LA has been my first ICANN as being member of ELEC, but it hasn't been my first ICANN I attended, so not everything was new to me, but being part of the whole thing was quite, a challenge and a great experience and very interesting. I learned a lot, especially in the leadership training, the three parts. I just skipped to the leadership training for a second. Three parts there that were quite important. One is a classic management training, which might be helpful for those who have never done that in their life. For me, very important was the part learning more about the ICANN works internally, because I've been only an observer in the last couple of years, not caring about how the ICANN really works. So that was very interesting for me. And the third part, my opinion, most important part of the leadership training was that you got to know so many people from other constituencies, which you won't get to know if you just attend an ICANN meeting, because of participants of every constituency in the leadership training. And that was really valuable for me, and I think to all the others too. So we just founded an own Facebook group to stay in touch and communicate. So this has a really ongoing sustainable value. Concerning the ICANN meeting itself, I'm interested and already part of all the major discussions which are ongoing right now. But for being new ELEC member, I was surprised that the schedule I got every morning is quite tight and doesn't leave a lot of room for having lunch or doing anything else besides ELEC meetings, which was surprising to me because I didn't know that beforehand, but I understand now why. On the other hand, I had a lot of really interesting meetings, very valuable to me, especially on the technical side, which I'm really interested in, and that is really helpful. On the other hand, there were some redundancies, which we might someday discuss. It's my first ICANN meeting as being a member of ALEC, so I don't know, maybe it's supposed to be that way, but I heard some of the PowerPoint presentations, I think, 7 times, and maybe we could someday think about reducing that redundancy. But everything is perfect. Thank you, Wolf. I'm done.
Can you say a little bit more about the redundancies?
Well, for example, the slides of the results of Atlas 2, I think I've seen them the whole week 7 times. 5 times. Let it be 5 times. We've been discussing that in 5 different meetings, and it was always the same.
Okay, I think I got your point, Jimmy.
I understand that we had to present them to a certain different group, different groups. I know that, I understand that, but it's, well, repeating every time the same thing, we maybe there's a way to organize that better. Okay, so I wasn't that wrong. Any more questions?
Any questions to Jimmy? Any questions to Jimmy? Please speak up. Next point was this, the European coordination. By the way, I have a strange echo of my voice in the line. What is rather disturbing.
Yeah, Wolf, this is Heidi. We're trying to sort that out.
Yeah, you have an echo as well, Heidi.
I hear that, thank you.
Hello, Wolf, it's Olivier. Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry about this. I'm outside and I'm running all off mobile and it doesn't work too well, unfortunately. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking for the transcript. I just wanted to add that we often have very, very busy schedule at those meetings, and hopefully we will have a bit less during the next meeting that will take place in February, and hopefully we'll be able to have a bit more time, having lunch at least. I think that's the important part. But just to say that, seen from my point of view, the meeting was very successful indeed. There's a lot of discussion on the IANA stewardship transition. We met with the IANA coordination group that deals with the collating of all the different material from the different operational communities. Of course, we're also involved in the naming community proposal through a cross-community working group that also met for the first time in Los Angeles. And the whole week has been also focused on those Atlas so at large summit follow-up, and this is why we went through that presentation maybe a couple times too many. But the important thing was to show it and give it over to the board for them to start working on some of the recommendations that we had made during that summit, and also for the board to be aware that we are working on the other recommendations with a plan to be finished and to have them presentable to the board by the next the discussions. In addition to that, as you know, I've passed on the ALAC chair position to Alan Greenberg, who has now taken over for this year. I'm remaining as vice chair, so I'm still around and not dropping off, except I'm in communication problems. But apart from that, I'll still be around, and we're continuing on the work. So there's no real big difference as far as leadership is concerned in at large. And I hope that I'll have a bit more time to devote to Uralo as well, so as to empower our users in Europe. That's it for me for the time being. And whenever you want to come back to the policy development part, then I'm ready to speak about that as well.
Thanks, Olivier, and let me suggest that you just continue with the ALEC policy part as well.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Rolf. It's Olivier speaking. So at the moment, there appears to be only one policy advice work taking place, being put together. And that's entitled Seek Community Input, Draft Document from GAC Subgroup on Geographic Names. We have three pen holders on this. There's been a lot of discussion on the issue. And this is all to do with the geographic names for the new generic top-level domains. There is concern from some countries that these are not currently restricted in any way. There is an issue of sovereignty that they bring forth. They bring forward to this, and so the discussion is whether there should be restriction or no restriction, or what kind of restriction there should be, etc. And there's been some very intense discussion on our wiki page, which I invite you to have a look at. At the moment, the statement is due to be given on the 15th of November. Well, that's the closing date for the discussion. I think probably we would have an earlier closing date for our own discussions. I note here that 24th of November, which I believe was, is it today or yesterday, was the closing date for the comments, but you can probably still look at it now and bring your comments in if you have any, because I think that the team that is putting this together is currently working on putting a final draft together. So you still have a couple of hours, perhaps, to bring some input on this. On the closed statements and past statements, we've had quite a few. Most of these were either closed or voted on during the ALAC meeting. We have a board working group report on the nominating committee that was filed before the ICANN meeting. And we had a statement that was drafted during the ICANN meeting on public interest commitments. Once again, a real concern from our community with regards to the public interest commitments which new generic top-level domain applicants have filed. There are two types. There's one which is in the registrar accreditation agreement and registry accreditation. And there is also another type which is said to be some kind of voluntary public interest commitment. So these are the ones that we're really interested in, because some strings, let's say .bank, for example, have a side to them which could be used for fraud, fraudulent activity, criminal activity, and this is something which, of course, we would like to avoid as much as possible. The problem comes from how ICANN is structured to be able to police that space, whether it is ICANN's role to police it or not, whether it has the ability to have its compliance department make sure that any domains that deal with illegal activity get taken down by the registry or by the registrar where the domain was registered. And at the moment, this is a bit unclear. So I invite you to read the statement, and we're basically asking for things to be tightened up. We had a meeting with the GAC, the Government Advisory Committee, and we raised that point as well. And unfortunately, there is concern that some strings have already been delegated and have already been launched. So the question comes then as to, does one backtrack and change the terms in which those domains have been launched, or does one ignore them and just go for the ones which are not allocated yet? A bit of a problem at this very moment. But these are the main policy development work that we've been doing, and of course I'm open to any questions if there are any.
I cannot see the Adobe Connect whether there are any hands raised. If there are no questions, thanks a lot, Olivier, for this big briefing.
Thank you.
Current initiatives, let me check on Skype whether there are no comments or hand raised. Okay. Let me make a proposal. As Alan is on the call tonight, and I guess he may be on our future calls, I would like to suggest that Alan is taking this part over from Olivier, as the new chair, if he wants. And in case Alan is not available, we can always come back to you, Olivier, as one of the vice chairs. What do you think about it? Any comments from Alan or Olivier?
Yes, Wolf, it's Alan. You're speaking about the policy advice, the part we just did.
Yeah, exactly, this one.
Yeah, I think it's quite reasonable for an ALAC member from the region to do it.
Okay, so we can...
I mean, I'm happy if I'm on the call to do it, and I plan to be on the calls whenever I can, but I think for all regions it's reasonable that one of your representatives into the group is a reasonable person to do that. I'm not sure.
Okay, if you agree, Alan, so we can continue with Olivier, because we are quite familiar with his way doing it, and I think we will appreciate if he continues on.
Or Jimmy may want to take over.
This we can discuss over a beer. Okay, if there are no further questions and comments on this, I think we are almost through with agenda items 3, 4, and 5. If there are no further feedbacks, on ICANN 51 from people who have been in Los Angeles besides Olivier, Jimmy and me. So the next item is point 6. What is to me an increasing point of concern, members' participation at Uralo. I must admit I had a moment over the last years, the last 2 years, when we had our first face-to-face General Assembly in June 2013 in Lisbon.
where after many years we had the first opportunity to get most of the member ALSs in a face-to-face meeting and being together afterwards during the Lisbon Eurodig. And I was hoping that was an incentive and an opportunity for a better community building at Uralo. And it was always my conclusion, lacking participation in Uralo was due to a lack of personal encounters and a lack of personal meetings, and I was hoping that with any face-to-face meeting, participation may increase or improve. And we had a next opportunity the year after, last June, in line with Atlas II in London, where again most of our members were present, participating in Atlas II and at the ICANN London meeting. And we again had our General Assembly. And there was a lot of feedback from the members. Okay, we liked to be to be here, to be closely involved, etc. And I was hoping there will be more engagement also afterwards for our monthly calls, and there were quite some indications by people that they would like or intend to do it. And unfortunately, besides one precise feedback from Christoph Bruch. I think Christoph is on the call tonight, and I'm very pleased about Christoph's participation, and I think there should be also a little bit more participation from other members who have been in Lisbon and who have been in London, etc., who announced that they will participate more actively, and particularly also some Uralo board members. And I still believe there is a problem on the table, and I think this problem needs to be addressed and to be discussed during our next calls, and what we can do about this. This is just a personal assumption. And so relevant. Sylvia is just forwarding a comment. It's not about. It's also about at large. It's also about Uralo representation in the relevant groups of at-large working groups, etc. No, it's also participating at monthly calls, because this is is our monthly forum to discuss and coordinate from a regional point of view our issues, and this is also could be the forum where we can comment, respond, etc., on upcoming issues from at large, and where we also could coordinate who may represent Uralo in the different working groups. So basically it's about our members' participation at Uralo and at monthly calls. And not just participating only when there is a paid travel to a General Assembly, And afterwards, there is ongoing silence again. What I think cannot be really the reasoning of a functioning relo. This is just my perhaps a little bit provocative assumption for the moment. We should, in my opinion, continue this discussion over the next calls. But we can leave it at the moment like this. The next point on the agenda is point 7. This is quite strange to coordinate over Skype. There is nothing at the moment you can do from the staff side. This is not a staff problem. This is a community a problem. So, and this also refers to the next agenda item, which is point 7, ideas for Uralo planning and org 2015. If I look back over the last years, it was more or less the issue, if there was a pushing from the leadership, then there was something going, but I can hardly remember anything that there was an initiative from the member side to support Uralo's planning for the upcoming. And I think this should be a more broad-based process, also including the Uralo board. The Uralo board never functioned so far. What is not a structural problem at Uralo? And I think we should discuss all this in more detail.
Was this Silvia? Olivier has raised his hand.
Yes, Olivier, please. Yes, the floor.
Thank you very much, Rolf. It's Olivier speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you, Rolf. Olivier Capanablon for the transcript. There are two things I think that we can do and which are going to be done actually at large, wide. The first one is a program of capacity building webinars, which we're going to have and which will start shortly. There will be regular webinars telling people about different parts of ICANN, different topics which might be difficult to grasp or understand. And we're hoping that this will bring more interest in the different regions. And of course, we have to push it in the Uralo region. The second one is to do with specifically with Uralo, and I think that we could also have one of two things that other railos have done. The first thing that they've done is to take an ALS and get that ALS to speak about what they do, how they relate to end users, and so on. And every month there is a different ALS that speaks with the community, and that explains what they do. That certainly brings interest from at-large structures to be able to describe what they do. The second one is to also have a short, maybe 15-minute presentation of capacity building during the monthly Uralo call, which would definitely bring some interest from people to join. I note that there are a number of people on the call here, and I think we could add a few more if we were to have such webinars. That, of course, means we've got to have a shorter rest of the agenda, but I'll leave it over to you, Vol. But these are two suggestions that could be made.
Thanks for your comments, Olivier, and ideas. The capacity building idea, I think the people who usually over the last 12, 24 months participated at Uralo monthly course, those people would not need any capacity building because they are all the insiders. So we could offer capacity building elements, but I'm very skeptical whether more of our usually not participating members would be attracted. But I'm open to any new trials, etc. Capacity building is not necessary for the usual participants. And I've seen a comment from Christopher Wilkinson. There is an EU again agenda and issues. ICANN and PostNet Mundial. What are the European ALSs doing to promote, criticize, and participate in these issues? Good question, Christopher. I must admit, I do not know whether many of our ALSs have taken notice of this, and I don't think that many of our European ALSs, except very few ISO chapters I know, may be aware about and may promote or criticize on these issues. But it hasn't been, to my observation, any big issue at Juralo. It has been an issue at the last ICANN Studienkreis meeting, where the usual suspects again participated. We had a long and critical discussion with Fadi in Sofia. We had a hot debate on the role of the World Economic Forum taking over from ICANN and the lack of inclusiveness of the World Economic Forum, and World Economic Forum having no idea about multi-stakeholder model and so on. So there are few who are aware about this, but I think for the vast majority of our ALS, it's not an issue. But it's just my personal observation. If there are no more questions and comments, I really think we have to reflect, and I think this could be some of the action items. Points 6 and 7 have to be elaborated more in details with more ideas on how to make Juralo calls more attractive, and this needs to be discussed during our next calls. These are my suggestions for gender action items, for action items from these calls, and to be discussed at our next calls. And I see the time is, if there is no any other business, and if there are no more hands raised, let me conclude this call, which was quite difficult for me to chair tonight without access to Adobe Connect and under my current conditions. And thanks for all those of you who could make it possible to attend, and I hope we will have you at our next monthly call in October. And thanks again, and I wish you a nice evening. Bye-bye.
Hi, all. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, everyone. Thank you both. Bye-bye.